Proclamation number 0942 of 2nd of June, 1939. Vocabulary. Self-suggestion. Transcripts. Man's vocabulary is enormous when it comes to recording and writing down eternal truths. It is in every way remarkable how often man is willing to believe that words lie dormant in the subconscious and are thus brought to light by self-suggestion. This is all the more erroneous the more rarely man is able to draw from his own knowledge. So-called suggestion would only be possible if knowledge existed in man, would be equals editor, but for some reason fell into oblivion, would have fallen into oblivion equals editor. If, however, transcripts arise on a scale far beyond the knowledge of the person concerned, then all the efforts of the doubters are in vain and every objection to find an explanation in this possibility is invalid. It must always be borne in mind that the writer himself has hitherto been completely isolated from all knowledge and that the thought activity of the person concerned is, humanly speaking, not particularly called upon, that therefore his own working out of thoughts is out of the question, but that these thoughts, as it were, come to the writer without the slightest effort and are only received through the human being's will. Every such proclamation requires a fully knowledgeable teacher as the giver and a receptive, i.e., fully willingly surrendering Earth's child to spiritual power. Only in this way can the emergence of the same be explained. While so-called self-suggestion is still a concept for people whose complete explanation they cannot give themselves, for they do not seek to find the only correct solution based on spiritual principles, but they draw boundaries for themselves beyond which they are not willing to look, and can therefore never fathom the lost and thus also not correctly explain a process which can only be explained purely spiritually. The strangest assumptions have given rise to people's fearful frowning upon any such influence of invisible forces, because it is not completely comprehensible to them. They keep away from everything of this kind instead of striving for clear knowledge about it. Only the human being who demands to stand in fullest truth is not content with such an inadequate explanation, as the words, self-suggestion single quote and subconsciousness will indisputably always remain such. For people these words have also only become a concept of something inexplicable, but if they were to make these words comprehensible down to the smallest detail, then they would no doubt suddenly no longer want to know anything more, for in the end they would then have to acknowledge a spiritual working after all and thus likewise pass over into an area which they today try to deny. It is extremely difficult to give or receive information if people do not have faith. Only faith is able to fill the gaps which still remain open in purely intellectual thinking. Thus it will never be possible to teach humanity better where faith is completely excluded. For then the key to truth is missing. And there is only one thing to do, to turn with complete trust to the right source which lets the clearest and purest living water flow out, and to close his ear to all hostilities in this world. Amen.